The Bensington Society, written by David McGill. In a previous piece in the Bulletin, in relationship to our March talk, to be given by the international photographer Tom Way, I said, expect some stunning images. No truer statement has ever been made. Tom had only returned from an assignment in Africa the previous day, so what we saw were some of his most up-to-date works. He is also an engaging speaker, so in addition to showing us his photographs, we were given the background stories. His aim is not just to capture an image of an animal, but in doing so, to try to show its character. Achieving that aim takes both creating the opportunity and patience, lots and lots of patience. As he explained, getting the image he wants could take up to 4 days in the same position, taking over 1,000 shots. And that applies to getting the right picture of a tiger or a water vole. For those of you who want to see more, I encourage you to visit his website, tomway.co.uk. When you are reading this, it will be the beginning of May, the month in which the 29th will be our last meeting before our summer break. Our autumn season begins on the 25th of September. Details can be found at the library or the recently updated Society notice board at Bob's Corner by the chemist. For members who may have been disappointed not to have heard Liz Woolley's talk, The Story of Elizabeth Skene, at the April meeting, we apologise, but unfortunately, for personal reasons, Liz had to cancel. We are trying to arrange a new date. The talk in May will be another wildlife talk, but this time on an animal considerably smaller than an elephant, or even a water vole, a bee, to be specific. Bees in the UK. To be given by Yvonne Park of the Oxford Beekeepers Association. You might be surprised to learn that there are more than 250 types of bee in the UK, bumblebees, mason bees, mining bees, etc. Come along and learn more about them and how we can help them help us. Apart from our usual Friday evening meetings, several one-off events are to take place in the village, all of which we are supporting. The trip to the Fawley Hill Railway and Museum on the 28th of June is now full. The Benson Community Shed is opening on Saturday, May the 9th, open doors from 2 till 4 p.m. The Bensington Society has been supporting the founding of this organisation from its inception. Million Acts of Kindness at the Parish Hall is on Saturday the 16th of May, as well as many local groups and clubs who will have stands in and around the Parish Hall, including us. There will be a chance to take part in taste sessions of activities and an opportunity to celebrate the many small acts of kindness and care that happen in Benson every day, as well as to talk to local councillors. So please do encourage your friends and neighbours to come along and see what the Society and many of the other village groups, clubs and societies have to offer. More information about the event can be found elsewhere in this issue of the Bulletin. Wargraves Tour on Saturday the 23rd of May. A very popular walk and talk starts 10 a.m. from St Helens, booking required. Check it out on the Wargraves Society website or contact David Rees-Davies, our membership secretary. Preparation of the new constitution and rules required for application to the Charity Commission to become a registered charity continues thanks to the appointed subcommittee led by our chair, Fenella, and with a lot of hard work, time and effort by our secretary, Anne Wright. The target is to have everything ready to submit to a short general meeting later in the year. Hope to see you soon.